Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Dr. Samuel P. Crowley back with you, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. I know I'm not a doctor, but I slept in a Holiday Inn last night. Hey, it's welcome back, everybody. It's great to have you. Have you inside the number one motivational podcast on a planet Earth. And I want to give a shout out to all the love we're getting on Twitter, Facebook, the emails, just everywhere, man. Thank you so much. And yes, even those of you that are actually getting off your rusty duff, heading over to iTunes and leaving a 5-star review for the show. So, hey, let's get going. Let's get cracking, can we? Hey, a couple ways you can stay in touch with me, Sam Crowley. You can go to everydaysaturday.com. Enter your name and email. I'm not going to spam you. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to send you one email back saying, hey, this is how we connect on YouTube. This is how we connect on Facebook, Twitter, and of course, the podcast. So if you want to stay in touch also and be on the lookout for different projects I'm doing with my fab student coming up next week, Zach Crawford's going to show you how we went from $50,000 in debt to $50,000 a month. Wouldn't it be great to know how to do that? Zach's a good dude, man of integrity, and he's got it going on, man. He's one sharp cookie. I'm going to be adding some audio bonuses to the launch as well as my podcast house product. And we're going to practically give it away. Zach's going to take you hand by the hand. I was going to say take you hand by hand. And take you by the hand, show you step by step how to do it. So that's this kind of stuff you want to make sure you're on our mailing list for. Just go to everydaysaturday.com, all right? Enter your name and email. So today I was out on the interwebs stealing stuff, which I love to do, and mainly swiping some great ideas. I'm a big fan of Bob Proctor. You know that. You hear me talk about him all the time. Shared the stage with him twice, which is amazing because I used to share the car with Bob on the way to work every day. I'd listen to all his CDs, and when I was on my way to the J-O-B, the Jump Out of Bed, Journey of the Broke, Just Over Broke, I was on my way there every day listening to Bob and Les Brown and all these great guys and girls as well. And you know, I follow Bob online. So this is one of the quotes he threw out there, Wallace D. Waddles, The Science of Getting Rich. And it goes like this. I want to talk about this. I really want to dive into this today, man. This is really powerful. Check it out. You ready? I'm ready, Sam. Okay, here we go. There are three motives for which we live. We live for the body. We live for the mind. We live for the soul. No one of these is better or holier than the other. All are alike desirable, and no one of the three, body, mind, or soul, can live fully if either of the others is cut short of full life and expression. So, check that out. So, I'm going to say it one more time because I wanted to make sure I paused and gave a little oomph, or there needed to be some oomph. So, let me read this in one fell swoop. Ready? There are three motives for which we live. We live for the body, we live for the mind, we live for the soul. No one of these is better or holier than the other. All are alike desirable, and no one of the three, body, mind, or soul, can live fully if either of the others is cut short of full life and expression. So what's that mean? Well, you've got the body. Let's talk about that. And I preach this, and I do this to keep myself in order. You know, a big part of the satisfaction I get from being, you know, one of these speakers, trainers, seminar leader types. Really, I'm just a dad and a husband, but I go through life telling everybody that the bridge is out ahead. Don't go there, or telling them, get going. And I love doing it. And part of the, you know, the things I talk about helps keep me accountable as well, like taking care of your body. You know, nothing gives you more energy than a healthy body, you know? And I just got back from the gym. I did a weight workout today. I'm not lifting as much weight as I used to because of that back deal. I hate to say problem. It's kind of a negative word. But, you know, the back issue I had back in February. and I got that big old needle, and it felt so much better, but I vowed not to put that much strain on my body again. So looks like Mr. Muscles is going to be kind of shriveling up. No, that's not the case at all. But I've gone to cardio now, and I ran 6 miles on Saturday, ran 5 miles yesterday. I'll probably run 6 miles tomorrow. My goal is to get up around 10 miles, and I'm not doing it. There's a couple of reasons I do cardio, and I do cardio for obvious reasons, you know, get the body in shape. But there's a couple different ways to do cardio. When I want to get the sprinter's body, I do what? I sprint, which means I'm not, you know, Carl Lewis or Ben Johnson. I'm just simply running as fast as Sam Crowley, the 45-year-old dude, can possibly run. Now, for me, that may be running a 40-yard dash in 5 seconds. For you, it may be 6 seconds or maybe 4 seconds. I don't know. But you run like you are being chased by a grizzly bear, which is the advice I got from the world-famous Thomas Tadlock, who is the vegan muscle bodybuilder, who is a good friend of mine. And Thomas said, if you really want to get things going and create that afterburn, and you want to burn the fat, you want to sprint. Run as fast as you can just until you can't do it anymore. And do it for, you know, and then kind of go into a light jog and then do it again. And then kind of go into a light jog and then do it again. You know, and you keep doing it and doing it until you're just spent. Until you're like, uncle, I'm done, man. I can't do this anymore. This is killing me, which is a great day. It's a great cardio workout. The beauty of that workout, that cardio doesn't take too long. I mean, if you do 7 of them, you're talking about running maybe for, as fast as you can, you might be able to run like 20 seconds, okay? So all told, you're running like total runs. You're running just a little over 2 minutes, like 2.5 minutes. And the rest is just kind of resting in between. So imagine you're probably done 20, 25 minutes and you have burnt that. I mean, you keep, it's all about the afterburn. I mean, cardio is all about the afterburn. And I'm telling you all this because I've done it. But now I run. And the only reason I run 6, 7, 8 miles now is because I get bored. And I tell you this all the time. Entrepreneurs get bored. Do you get bored? They get bored with the same food. You get bored with the job. You get bored when you're in a business and you're doing the same mundane things over and over again. You got to shake it up, man. Like, I'll go to the gym in the afternoon or I'll go to the gym in the morning. And it just, if I have a schedule, then that is my kryptonite. Nothing makes for a more boring life to me, this is the world according to Sam Crowley, than a schedule. Then, oh, I got to work out in the morning, and I'm going to do this in the afternoon. I like to shake it up, so I started running in the morning. The whole reason why, it's part of that trilogy we just talked about, the body, the mind, and the soul. Take care of your body. I don't care right now what you look like or how much you've abused your body. Look, you're talking to the chicken wings and beer guy for the longest time. You know, now I'll go out, I'll enjoy a Guinness with a buddy of mine. Matter of fact, I'm meeting the world-famous Bill Donovan, a buddy of mine. You notice everybody's the world-famous, by the way. They all get that adjective in front of it. Bill, I'm meeting out for a beer Thursday night. Today is Tuesday, May 20th, 2014. But I'm not going to abuse it. First of all, I'm driving, so that would be incredibly stupid to throw everything away if I was going to drink and drive. I'll have a couple of beers, we'll hang out, have a good time, okay? And so the next day, you can be rest assured, I'm going to crank up the cardio to burn that beer off and whatever else we indulge in is relative to food, you know? Probably won't be too much of a healthy evening. But prior to that, I'm probably going to do a few of these sprints to get the afterburn going. But man, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how much you have abused your body. Just get going. Do a long, brisk walk. Whatever is challenging to you. You know, whatever you feel like at the end of that time that you have spent, like, wow, I can feel a difference. My stomach's starting to growl and make those funny noises. I'm getting those hunger pangs at night around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night that you're not going to feed them. And you're feeling a difference. You know, I started working out again about a month ago after my wisdom teeth got taken out. I couldn't work out for a couple weeks per doctor's orders. I guess I don't know what happens. You need saliva. You rob your body of saliva. I don't know when you're working out. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Wisdom teeth were amazing. I feel great now, but I got to get back into shape. So it was a slow go. I mean, I was barely lifting a quarter on the barbells that I used to lift last year. And hey, maybe one of you guys or girls out there, check. This is a legitimate question. All right. I have a legitimate question. I have a pair of 32 waist denim shorts that I bought 2 years ago, and I've worn them. I wore them in the summer 2012, and I wore them last year as well. Now, in the summer 2012, I got down to 180, which I don't want to be 180. It's just too thin. Right now, I'm 200. 195 feels about right to me. I like the muscle. You know, I like it. I like that weight for me. I'm 6'2", so 195 feels good. And I've got a photo of my kids and my wife and I at Kings Island last May. I've got these same denim shorts on. Again, they're 32 waist. I tried those babies on just now. I literally could not get them buttoned. Couldn't get them buttoned. I weigh 199 pounds, so I'm not obese. It's not like I went from 190 to 210. And last summer, I know I wasn't, you know, two years ago, yeah, I was fanatical about my weight. It was crazy. Yeah, 32 isn't even a right waist size for me, but that's what I got down to a couple years ago. Why is my waist, I don't understand. Is it because I lifted heavy all last year? And I started actually right around April, May timeframe. I went crazy lifting weight. Is that it? I mean, it feels like I've got this huge gut. I don't get it. So here's what I'm throwing out there. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I want to know why I can't button these 30. And if it's just because I'm fat, I guess I'm fat. But dang, really? I mean, is it possible to lift a lot of weight in 8 months and not be able to fit into a pair of pants or shorts that you used to be able to fit into? I mean, it was just last year. So anyway, I digress. I'm just fascinated by the human body and weight and how it's distributed. I really am. So there's the body. All right. Your body feels good. You move on to the mind. Okay. Now, I believe the body feeds the mind and vice versa. You have to mentally get ready to work out. Like I got to the gym. I was driving to the gym today. I get fired up. You know, I wake up like you do. I get the aches and pains. I have the coffee. I get ready for my day. And then I think about working out. I'm like, eh, okay. But then like after I drop my daughter off at school, it's like 8:39. I'm drinking some water now. Feeling better. I'm like, yeah, the gym. Ooh, the gym. But then I get driving to the gym. I think, oh, this body's got to take time to warm up. I can't rush it. I'm going to be right back where I was. So you got to take that time and work out. And before you know it, man, you're looking at like an hour in the gym at least just to get your body to lifting weights and working out to the way you know you can. But while you're in the middle of it, like about a half hour in, you know the feeling, right? It feels good. You're like, all right, what's the next set? What's the next set? Where am I on to next? So the mind feeds the body. You get yourself psyched up, you can go do anything relative to a workout, you know, within reason, without killing yourself. So then the body, you've got that intact. Now we're going to feed the mind, okay? And your mind is all about audios like this. Whatever you feed, man, garbage in, garbage out. Like Pastor Shane and I were talking about on Sunday's podcast this past week, Jesus and yoga. And we were talking about meditation and what you put into your mind. That's what you're meditating on. That's what you're thinking about. And, you know, a lot of problems in our society today are pornography and all this other stuff that's on the internet, and people got way too much time on their hands and they're putting that into their mind, and outcomes, you can see the outcome of it, right? Failed marriages, relationships, and people just doing crazy stuff. So meditate with your mind on audios and videos, whatever you're feeding your mind. Understand you're watering that seed, man. The brain is a seed, and it's gonna then give you the harvest, right? You can't plant a successful harvest listening to a bunch of crap and feeding your mind with all of that nonsense, you know? So get yourself in a place where I always talk about hour in the morning, hour in the afternoon, an hour in the evening. Now, that is the recipe for every day of Saturday success. You can cut it short, half hour, half hour, half hour, if your schedule doesn't permit you to. But understand, I feel me very passionately about an hour in the morning, an hour in the afternoon, an hour in the evening, meditating and feeding your mind, right? And then the last thing is the soul. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are. You could be 65. I had a lot of every day of Saturday fans around the world that are over the age of 50. And I love them because they haven't given up on life. Yeah, they may have been hit with an adversity here or there, but they haven't given up by any stretch, man. They feel like their best half of their life is ahead of them, 55, 65, even 75 years old, people listening from all around the world. And if you are around that age, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know. I'm feeling good, Sam. I'm 70 years old. I'm 60 years old. And here's the secret to keeping my mind, my body, and my soul in shape. You know, your soul is everything, man. It's who you are. It's who you identify with. It's when you look past the exterior, the color of your skin, the hair color, eye color, all of that stuff. It's who you are at your core, you know? Are you an engaging individual, a happy individual, a person who walks in a state of gratitude? You know, and if not, why aren't you? Because everybody should be. Regardless of the adversity you have, you may not have what someone else has, but let me tell you, there's other people around the world more than you think that would absolutely kill to have your problems. And that's the perspective you got to keep. And it truly is about perspective. So the body's in shape, you're feeding your mind every day, and you're living for the soul. And none of these on their own can get you to live the Saturday lifestyle, but all of them together, man, it's like magic. It just is. And hey, first of all, let me just tell you, when I say all this stuff, I don't have it all figured out. I'm flawed just like you. I'm trying my ass off just like you. I mean, I'm really, really trying every single day to deliver value somehow, some way. If it's giving a homeless person $2, if it's going to church, if it's helping my kids, if it's going to this event, that event, speaking, getting on the phone with somebody who's hurting, whatever it is, man, I'm just trying like you are. I've just happened to build a brand, this Everyday Saturday brand, that I really believe passionately in and with all my heart, that it's for the dreamer, the doer, and the entrepreneur. And I'm never giving up on anybody. They can give up on their dream, but I'm not going to give up on them, because I truly believe that one of the biggest challenges you're going to have on this entrepreneurial journey is thinking that you're even good enough, to thinking that you even have the self-worth that you can create a product or get up on a stage or sell anything that's not for somebody else. You know, and I'm here to tell you that is absolute hogwash. You know, you can create a product today. You can speak on a stage today. You can get going with whatever it is you want to do, but you have to eliminate what it is that's holding you back. And a lot of people, it's just self-worth. It's just like, well, I just don't think. Well, you got to stop thinking, all right? Get the basic ideas in place and get moving. Another thing I stole from Bob Proctor, get the basic ideas in place. Doesn't mean have all the answers. Doesn't mean have all the money, everything funded, right? Everything perfect. Doesn't mean any of that. The basic idea. Do you have a basic idea? Of course you do. You know you do. Everybody's got a basic idea. Then get moving. What's the only thing stopping you from getting moving? Your ability to think that you're actually worth it, that somebody's going to pay you, that somebody's going to come to your event, that somebody's going to compensate you for this intellectual property, this movement that you're creating. I'm here to tell you it's going to happen. But it's not going to happen if your mind, your body, and your soul aren't equally fed and ready to rock it. Are you ready to rock it? You ready to rock and roll? I'm here with you, man, trying every single day. It ain't easy. Remember, I never said it'd be easy, but I'm telling you it's going to be worth it.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.